This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I started yesterday's podcast by giving out to you for not bringing in all the chocolate you were gifted.
Yeah.
And then this morning you have brought in all of the chocolate you were gifted.
Yeah. See, if it's in my house, I'm going to eat it. And I'm like, I'm not eating all this chocolate. I cannot stop myself. They also sent me like a bag of the big buttons.
Oh, class.
And while I was making my dinner last night, this is the share bag, the giant buttons. I think 500 grams.
Okay.
While I was making my dinner last night, demolished. Didn't even know I was eating them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, gone. But see, that's the worst thing. Whatever about eating them, at least if I was enjoying them, it'd be fine.
Yeah, I get you. I feel like I've been trying to eat much healthier in the last couple of weeks. And so I'm very aware every time I have like a piece of chocolate.
I'm trying to sabotage you so I look better. Yeah. I brought in all the chocolate.
It's honestly, you don't have to do much.
Yeah. Doesn't take much at all.
But yeah, I'm trying to eat a little bit better. But then I say that, but then I went out last night for the match and I had 4 points.
Yeah, but like a four, but that's moderation. That's moderation.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? You could have had 44.
It's true. And I think Guinness is the least calorific drink.
What, beer?
It's the least calorific beer, yeah.
Beer is the least calorific drink.
Guinness is the least calorific beer.
Oh, yeah. That you're going to get over the top. Yeah, it is. And it's full of
stout.
It's full of iron.
Full of iron.
Yeah, there you go. Another fun fact for you.
Anyway,
and it's not fizzy.
No, it's not. That's why I can drink so much.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem.
Padraig's off to a hen.
I am, and there won't be any Guinness at that.
No, I'm off to sit in my Todd for a couple of days after the weekend because I have no plans.
And just wallow.
Maybe I'll just pop up to Galway, go on a hen or something.
Come on, for the crack. They'd love it.
Perfect.
You'd fit right in.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Enjoy the show. And it was tough at the start of the show, but we got through it. Good morning, 3 minutes past seven on Friday the 27th of March 2026. Emma, Dave and Fiona with you, but it's Dave and Padraig hanging out for the next couple of weeks. We've been talking all week about the fact that we're getting McDonald's breakfast, and now I want the company to pay for it, Callum. So if you could organise that on the company card, please.
That would be fantastic. Why would you like the company to pay for it?
I just feel like I deserve it. I feel like I should pay for it.
I have to put something in the expenses system for comments.
look
Dave is sad.
Dave is
depressed.
Very sad.
Dave's in an awful way. Dave has barely opened his mouth this morning.
We're going to talk obviously about the match and things like that, but I could see as soon as I walked in this morning, Padraig was just nervous.
I couldn't even lift my eyes off. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to look. And I was also trying so hard not to laugh because it was so awkward.
It gave me the vibe of like, do you know when you were a kid and you wanted to stay up late? And you'd be watching telly with your dad and you'd be like, right, don't move.
Yeah.
Top gear. If I move, dad will go, what the hell are you still doing up? Get to bed.
100%. I was gifted loads of chocolate for the match, you know, and Dave was ripping me in the office yesterday because I didn't bring any of it in. So I brought 10 bars of chocolate in this morning and I just left them on his desk and we still haven't addressed it.
Do you know what I did?
Yeah, I didn't hear you. But do you know what I was going to do?
Say it again. Thank you.
No bother. Do you know what I was going to do?
Go on.
I was going to just leave a Turkish delight on your table and say nothing else. And I was like, that's too bad.
Honestly, the top three bars was like fruit, nut,
and
Turkish.
Tiffin.
And what is it?
Tiffin.
And I was just like, all right, yeah, great. Thanks, Potter.
No, there's a mini eggs one, but it's at the end.
I got that at the very end. Anyway, let's chat about everything next.
Station.
10 past 7 and that was it. That's kind of it now. The hope is dead, which in a way is kind of a good thing because I can't do that again on Tuesday.
I
couldn't, and it would be worse and I'd be at the match.
It's the hope that kills you.
The hope is that thing that kills
you. That's all I've seen all over social media. Everyone's posting stories being like, it's the hope that kills
you. It really is, yeah. It was, it's really tough to take, but we'll go again. And it'll be all right.
I'd imagine this is similar to how I felt when Brooke Scullion didn't make it into the Eurovision final back in 2022.
Do you know what? I could berate you there, but
she was robbed.
She was robbed.
She was robbed, yeah.
She was robbed.
I agree. But similar vibes. That's what it reminded me of last night. The whole country was in mourning.
Yeah, it just kind of felt like that. It really sucked. It was a fantastic... I was in the pub and with the lads and like when that penalty went in, when we got a penalty, it was the best thing in the entire world. Like,
yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. And then, I think it was Nathan Collins then scored. And I just thought, this is amazing. And when they got one back after that Ryan Manningham's injury, when they got one back, I was like, I'm worried now. So for the entire second half, I was in bad form. I was sitting in the pub with my mate, and he was like, oh, that's all right, that's all right. I'm like, no. Like, do you know when you can just feel it? Like,
I know what you mean.
You just feel something coming. And as soon as it went 2-all, I was like, well, that's kind of it. Now, we went home then to watch the extra time.
I sent something in our group chat with about 15 minutes left on the match about today's show.
Oh my God.
And Dave just replied with, let's calm down, there's still 15 to play. It's like you knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Preempted it.
But like, Dad was there texting me last night going, like in the middle of the first half going, do you have tickets to Tuesday's match? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, any chance? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And he's like, will you do everything you can? And I was like, I'll do everything I can, but we haven't won yet.
We got ahead of ourselves. We did.
Because the match on Tuesday would be the final match for the World Cup.
It would have been the playoff final, yeah. So it would have been against Denmark, who I think beat Northern Macedonia 4-1, 4-0.
It was like 3 or 4 at least. Yeah.
But isn't it nice, though, that we had the opportunity to finally get the buzz? Do you know what I mean? Because we never get a buzz out of soccer, really, do we?
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, but it's more like just the hope in general.
Yeah.
And we kind of have always had hope. We always get close.
Yeah.
We just can't get it over the line since 2002 anyway.
There was like a few knockout matches where you came close. There was it 2018 where there was the Denmark game at home, and there was like 5-0, and that was absolutely done.
But obviously, you see, I wonder if would Denmark have destroyed us on Tuesday. And to be honest, I wonder would I have preferred that than
being at the match.
What I mean is, I wonder would I have preferred Denmark to come in on a Tuesday if we were going to play them and beat us 5-6-0 than for us to go to penalties.
Like it went down to the wire.
And down to the wire. Like that was not good for my heart, like at all. It was really, like my stress levels was insane. I don't think I could do it again on Tuesday. I might go to the match still on Tuesday, and I feel like people should go to the match.
I think so.
Yeah.
I always feel like there's another guy in here called Dave, and when he's a United fan as well. And whenever United lose, he comes in the next day in full kit.
Yes.
And I think that's cool.
Support.
The show support. He's like, there's always bad, there's always good times, there's always bad times. And I really like that. And I thought he'd go to the match. Do you know what I mean? I was like, he'd go to the Ireland match. So I think I'll still go on Tuesday. I think it'll be really depressing, but I would probably play like prime Real Madrid, but still.
I think, so next Wednesday on the show, we're doing the thing called April Fool's Day, where it's Dave Moore and Dave Duke all hosting the show. I think all three of you have tickets to that match.
Yeah, I think we do.
And I think Dave Duke was saying, I'm not going to go if they don't.
Really?
Through. But like, it would be, I think that it goes to show like how much of a fan you are if you do or you don't.
I think so too.
I think they deserve the support.
I think you're right. I think
entire campaign,
I think it's a good way of like going and showing up and being like, well, fair play lads, anyway, you know what I mean?
So yeah,
because like that, the hype yesterday, like even as someone who isn't a football or a soccer fan, like I keep saying football, it's not even the same sport, is it?
I would say football.
Would you say football? I was getting on board, like when the first goal went in, I was like, oh, this is great. When the second one went in, I nearly had my t-shirt over my head. I was sliding across the living room on my
knees.
You're
a football fan.
I was a football fan. I've been converted. My housemate walked into the room yesterday and he was like, do you want to throw on Married at First Sight? And I was like, I'm actually watching the match. And he's like, you're spending way too much time with David Hammond.
I love that. Hamir Halgrimsson is obviously the Ireland manager, and he had this to say at the end of last night's match.
Just feel in pain. I feel pride for the performance of the players. They gave it all. And I feel gratitude toward the supporters that showed up and supported us the whole game, even after the loss. I feel pride being a part of that group. But personally, and then all the players will feel pain now.
I felt like he kind of matched the energy,
to be fair, which I
do appreciate. And he talked about the supporters who went over to Prague and how incredible they are. And we got to go cross over to Prague. One of my mates is there. I want to see what the vibe is over there, what it was last night. So we'll do that after Sonny Federa, My Loving. It's on Spin. I'm a Dave, Fiona, Dave and Padraig hanging out at 7:20. All right, so we talked all about last night and how it went down in the pubs and from our end and from people watching over here in Ireland. But I feel like we should cross over to Prague just to see what the vibe was last night. I'm curious about how it went from probably the highest of highs to the lowest of lows. My mate Brian is over there. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Brian.
Well, sir, how you getting on?
Not so bad. How was it before the match? What was the vibes?
I've been here since Sunday. And Tuesday night, Sunday. There was lines outside pubs. Yeah, I'm not going to go get here, but...
Yeah, fair.
But no, like Tuesday night, there was lines outside pubs all the way down. Like, it just gradually got busier and busier. Then yesterday, the main square was packed.
What time were people queuing up for pubs to get into to watch the match last night?
People were queuing up for pubs at 10 a.m. yesterday. The match wasn't done until like 9:15.
That is nuts.
And Brian, like, I was looking at like content online yesterday. Like, was there anyone aside from the Irish there? Because it just seemed like everyone was wearing green.
Oh, I saw one Czech lad. Fair. But it turns out it was just an Irish lad dressed up as a Czech lad. So
in Prague.
Yeah. I saw one person wearing a hat. So I'm just going to assume that's... But, like, they weren't around the place. So I thought it'd be, like, a clash of fans at a certain point of the day.
You'd imagine so.
I was watching... I don't know if it was some RTE interview or something, but there was a fella came on who lives in Prague. He's Irish, but he lives in Prague. And he was saying, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Czech fans... even
left.
Don't even know that this is going on.
Okay.
Because the football is not the number one sport over in the Czech Republic,
right,
or
okay.
in Prague. It's like, it's ice hockey. So
really?
They don't care about it. Which for the whole of the match yesterday, I was watching it going, they don't deserve it. They don't care. They don't want to go.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It was a case of if you were like two streets away from the square or like where the Irish pubs were, you didn't know. It was just like people, tourists walking around the place, like the Easter markets are on. It's very beautiful here at the moment.
I'd say so.
And once you got to the square, then crazy. Really? You can hear ole ole from like two streets away. But apart from that, like we were condensed.
That's very good of them, to be fair, to bring all the Irish and just put them in one square and just stay there. This is where all the pubs are. This is where
and
you
like,
just need to
we're
be.
We're so tame in ways that we would just stay there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we'd you know, be happy out.
We're happy
yeah.
in our own company.
All right, and then tell me, what did you do last night for the match? Where did you go?
Well, everywhere was literally packed. Like, you couldn't get in.
Yeah.
So we ended up standing in the middle of a street, standing outside a pub with a lot of other people because it was a telly. And we were literally blocking the actual full path.
Right.
Because everyone was just like watching it and you could only see it from certain angles. So it was just like this spread of people. And anyone that was going past from any like Americans, French or anything, they started shouting for the Irish.
Okay, unreal. And like are you that. Telling me that it was just like a regular old telly outside a pub? Like not a
it
big
was,
screen
no,
or
like,
anything?
It was a small pub with a telly at the back and we were all standing on the street outside it.
Looking in the window.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like, I think that was the... We were alone the lucky people. There's a lot of people just walking around trying to find places.
Oh my God, Charlie Bucket energy, like yeah, or something.
Yeah, listening to the commentary on the radio on your phone.
That's oh. No, there was people watching it on their phones, like slightly beside us, because they just couldn't see the telly.
Yeah. And what was the vibe then after? Was it dead around Prague then for the night?
Oh, it was wind out of the sails. Like
really?
It was so energetic all day, and the minute the match ended, it was the quietest it's been since like Sunday, like.
Right, okay. Well, we go again in 4 years.
Yeah. Not too long to wait.
Yeah, not too long to wait. Well, we got the Euros in 2028. Sure, listen.
It'll fly.
We'll do it then. Brian, thank
That's
you.
That's
so
what
much.
We were actually waiting for.
Oh, go on. You were waiting for the Euros, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to warm up.
Brian, thank you so much.
When
do you come back?
We're coming back today, so.
Oh, you're back today. Okay, that's going to be a solemn flight.
Yeah, it's dead silent.
Yeah, fair. Brian, thanks so much.
Safe journey, Brian.
Safe journey.
No bother, lads. See you again.
Good luck. So that's it. And thankfully, I've looked at the sheet. We don't have to talk about it again for the rest of the show this morning.
Good morning. Now, we are playing with Yoplait Skier Yogurt this week. We're given the opportunity to win... What is it, Dave? €200 for a store.
€200 sports store voucher. And you'll also get two race entries. Basically, Yoplait Skier, who we're teaming up with, they're naturally high protein, 0% fat strained yogurt with a thick, creamy texture made using just milk and perfect for fueling your day or boosting your training. They've partnered up with the Bear Running Series, who hosts a variety of races like 5Ks and marathons and fun runs. I've never done a fun run before.
I've never done a fun run. I can't imagine them being too fun.
I don't understand what the difference is between just a run and a fun run.
I think think a run, a general run, is a competition. I think a fun run, you're just there for
is
the
that
fan.
Is
yeah.
It's just
and
that.
A lot of the time they've got like pastries and stuff at the end.
Now that is fun.
A lot of these, like a lot of these run clubs, like the incentive is that there's something nice at the end.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
so like you go for coffee afterwards.
You go for coffee and stuff afterwards. But like, if you've ever been in Phoenix Park on a Saturday morning, like you want to be careful because you'd be trampled on.
Oh,
because there's hundreds of fun runs going on.
Yeah,
around
I was going to say, and I was like, there's nothing to do with the deer.
Yeah. No.
All right, well, Sharon's on to play with Yopley Skier. Hi, Sharon. What are you up to?
I'm just on the way to work.
What do you do?
I'm just admin for healthcare.
You're not just admin. You are admin for healthcare.
Very important
my
job.
My name is Sharon and I am admin for healthcare. Well, my name isn't.
Your name isn't.
Yeah,
but Sharon's is.
I'm just trying to make sure. Because, see, Sharon, this is the thing. Whenever Emma and Fiona are here and someone comes on and goes, oh, I'm just a this or I'm just this, they always go mad at them and they go, no, you are not just anything. So I feel like I had to keep up the tradition even though they are off. Sharon, are you a big fan of Yopley Skier?
I am.
Good. We have two race entries for you to win plus €200 to spend at a sports store. However, you haven't won it just yet. We are going to put 30 seconds on the clock and one of us will be shown a variety of words to do with running and fitness and things like that. And we have to describe it without using that word. It's basically a game of heads up. If you guess three within 30 seconds, you'll win those two race entries and a €200 sports store voucher. Sound good?
Sound good.
All right. Who do you want to get your describing on this morning? Is it Dave or Padraig you're choosing?
Go on, Dave.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it, Sharon.
Best luck, Sharon.
Callum's going to show me some words. And if I don't do it correctly or if I don't do well, I can only apologise. All right.
It's okay.
The best of luck. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock and I'm going to start describing now. This is what you do before a run where you kind of lean your body all the way to the floor. And all.
Warm up?
No, yeah, but what are you doing?
Stretching?
Yes, there you go. This is what you wear over your socks. When you go running.
Runners.
Yes. And this is something you'd have on Spotify or on Apple Music to you listen to this specific amount.
Playlist?
Yes, that's exactly.
That was
it.
A great one.
And I didn't even describe it correctly.
I would not have got playlist from that.
That was absolutely
Sharon,
excellent.
Fair play to you. Deserve it.
Sharon, we're just on a same wavelength. Congratulations. You have won yourself
Thank you so much.
Two race entries and a €200 sports store voucher. All with thanks to Yopley Skier. Have a fantastic day.
You too.
Bye, Sharon.
Bye.
Bye. Have we found out the sports store yet?
No
clue.
And we never will.
And we never will. Fantastic. And like,
that's make or break. Some of them sports stores are great. Some of them not so great.
Yeah. But I feel like the not so great ones, you can get decent stuff for cheap enough.
Yeah, I get you.
So I feel
you get more bang for your buck.
Yeah. Like, I think if you went to other sports store with the €200 voucher, you'd only maybe be coming out with one tracksuit and like a tennis ball. Whereas if you went to another place, you might get a couple of things.
Yeah, you see, that's a good way of putting it.
So there
putting
you
a positive
go.
Spin on it.
Anyway, that was us teaming up with Yopley Skier. And well done to Sharon. €200 sports store voucher and two race entries. Congratulations. Your fact again about Somber?
He's 6 foot seven.
6'7".
I mean, that's
I don't think that's cool anymore.
That's double my height, to be honest with you.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, I'd say if I was to meet Somber, I'd have a crick in my neck.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Come here, there's this trend I need to talk about. It's on TikTok. And it's actually on across most of social media at the moment. But it's mainly coming out of China and it's to do with Gen Z, right?
Okay.
So I need to get your thoughts on it because I think you're going to hate it.
Is this the thing I saw the other day? Go on, keep... Because I saw something the other day about Gen Zers and...
It's about their profile pictures?
No, okay.
No,
grand.
Right.
So apparently, I saw that Gen Zers think... Air Force Ones are dad shoes.
Well, then you must be ancient.
That's all I wear.
I know.
I don't even have anything else.
I think if I see a pair of Air Force Ones after I finish on the show, I'd be sad. I'll be like, oh, remember him?
Dave.
Yeah, everything reminds me of him. And it's just a pair of Air Force Ones.
No, what's your trend?
So the trend is they're all... It's mainly coming out of China, right? But it's with generation
China.
And you know, it starts there, it comes over here, like many things, right? And the problem... What they're doing is... They're changing their profile pictures to Kris Jenner.
Okay.
Right? So they're all changing their profile pictures to Kris Jenner, but what they're doing is they're altering the photos so that Kris Jenner has a different job. And it's this new idea of manifestation, as if manifestation couldn't get more annoying, right? So what they're doing is they're changing the picture to Kris Jenner with their dream job.
Okay.
So, for example, if you wanted to be a builder,
yeah.
right? I've seen this picture. It's Kris Jenner. She's holding a hammer.
Not really something you've to manifest.
She's got a not really. She's got a hat on, right? Okay. Like a hard hat. There's another one, and she's like a teacher. So, like, she's standing in a classroom.
And so, what is it, all AI?
So it's all AI, and the idea is right. And this is bizarre. Apparently, Gen Z see Kris Jenner as being the epitome of hardworking. Right? So if they put a picture of her in their dream job, they'll eventually achieve that job.
Oh my God.
Isn't that mad?
Kris Jenner would love this so much. I like her though. I think she's...
I feel like she's orchestrated it.
Yeah.
She's like, what else can I do?
She's brilliant at like staying relevant and making the family stay relevant.
She's class. None of them would have a cent without her.
No.
Without, like, absolutely not. I was thinking then, like, what could I do? So I was like, if I take the picture of Emma from our holidays and just put Kris Jenner's head on it,
yeah.
I could be here for another week.
Is she the essence of working hard for you, Emma Nolan?
Emma Nolan, she's a grafter,
she
that
is
one.
A grafter.
She's a grafter. Well, now that I've been in here and I see what you do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Does and anyone want a photo of me?
And she's dealing with you every day. She's dealing with you every day. That's hard work. Or I could just take a picture of the cash machine and throw Kris Jenner in on the cash machine.
Big
winner
fan.
Of the cash machine.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Yeah, yeah. So Kris Jenner in like an Ireland jersey.
Well, there you go. That's
what
we'll do.
Done last night.
That's what you should have done last night. You're just a day too late.
What a bizarre trend.
It's so weird.
Very weird. 1038. Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it. Let's go. Hey, good morning. It's 2 minutes past eight on the 27th of March. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. We're going to try our very best to pick things a little bit back up.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. Come here. Are the clocks changing this weekend?
I think it is.
They're going forward.
Spring forward and fall back, yes.
Which means, thankfully, the clock in my car will be the right time for the first time in about 6 months. Like, I don't have a clue.
Are you one of those people?
I just don't know how to do it.
What
it's too
do
technical.
Drive?
An Audi.
An Audi?
Yeah. Isn't that a bit of a flex? People are always like way too weird to see jarring seeing you in an Audi. I look like someone who would drive a Mini Cooper.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I drive an Audi. It was a lockdown purchase.
Okay.
I was living at home. That right. kind of vibe.
Fair
you know?
Enough, yeah.
But like, I kind of feel cheat. Like, I know we're all cheated out of the hour, but you know, I'm going away this weekend and like, technically now that means that my checkout is an hour earlier.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Well, you'd guess. No. Is that it?
Well, like, I'm losing an hour. So like,
oh
the clocks
God.
Will go back and like I'll wake up and my body will be in at 10 o'clock but actually it'll be 11.
That's
and I'll
fantastic.
Have to get out. I'll have to get out of the
That's
hotel.
That's fantastic for the hotels. They'll be buzzing.
They'll be buzzing.
Now see, I have a checkout hack, right? When you're checking,
my God, go
when
on.
You're checking out of a hotel, if you're with someone else in the room, you just go down and you check out and then
and
you go back up
there.
To the room.
That's a very good idea.
You just let have them stay in the room, chill
I would
out.
Never have thought
and
to do that.
And then as soon as the cleaning people come, then you get out.
Then you can get out.
She said they don't come for another 2 hours.
But that's probably what it is because it takes us about 7 hours to clean the room because you can't check in until about 5 o'clock.
So that's my little hack from me to you this
Thank
morning.
Thank you
Welcome
so much.
To the weekend.
I know that. Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. Tricky 10. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. All right, 10 questions. Answer them all correctly. You win €1,000. Top the leaderboard. You win a pretty cool prize.
The prize this week is class. A two-night stay for two people in Belfast, thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. You were also putting people up in the Moxie Hotel. It's a new hotel in Belfast City. Breakfast and dinner. Tickets to the iconic Titanic Belfast, which I've been to and I loved.
I loved
and
it.
And £100 shopping spree in Victoria Square. Like a cherry on top of the cake,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, really, really cool. Hannah currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 5. But Yvonne is on to play. Yvonne was on last Friday. And she is back to take it on this week because we loved her so much. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Yvonne, how has the last week been for you after the score of 1 last Friday?
Very embarrassing.
What was it? What happened? Bring us back to that Friday. What happened? Was it too much pressure? What happened?
Oh, God. The pressure, it's completely different when you're on it.
It,
you know,
it
when
is.
You're playing, when you're playing on, like, and I only ever heard that quiz the day before.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to Spin 103 and I don't know, I've never really heard that one.
Fair
it
enough.
It's a new one, isn't it?
It's new enough.
Yeah.
It's been going for a couple of months now, but, you know.
Because I normally play the girly quiz and all that. I think,
yeah.
You know what it is? I'm earlier into work now, so I'm getting earlier show instead of the later one.
I have you. I'm with you.
Well,
totally
Yvonne, you're already at an advantage because you have the experience of doing it on air with us last week.
Well, that's it. You know
what to expect.
I have to redeem myself here, or else I'm just going to make show myself all over again.
Because you said, Yvonne, didn't you, that when we asked you last Friday, you said the day before you got 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the nation needed to pin their hopes on someone else this morning, and it's all new.
You're very fragile.
Very fragile this morning.
Were you out last night?
After that match. Yeah.
All right, Yvonne, well, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. Who do you want to ask your questions this morning, Dave or Padraig?
I'm going to go with Dave because I wasn't very lucky with Padraig last week.
That's fair enough.
Good choice. You'll get two of us and you can compare.
So, Yvonne, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll be only able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. But you know all that already because you played with us last week.
Absolutely. Plus, all 10 answers correctly, Yvonne, you win €1,000 on the spot. Hannah is currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 47.31 seconds, so you need 6 or get 5 in less amount of time. The very best of luck. Are you ready to play? I'm going to ask your questions.
I'm ready.
All right, Yvonne, I'm going to try to be as quick and as clear and as good as possible. The best of luck. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The final year of primary school in Ireland is called what class?
6.
Excluding the shootout, how many goals did Troy Parrott score for Ireland last night?
Including the penalties?
No.
2.
In a doubles tennis match, how many players would be on the court?
4.
Complete the name of the radio station. Spin 103.
0.8.
Yes. February is what number month of the year?
2nd.
How many members are there in the K-pop band BTS?
Oh, God. 5.
A standard modern musical staff consists of how many horizontal lines?
I don't know that one.
Give it a 5. Guess. Give it a guess. Santry and Whitehall are in which Dublin postal district?
Dublin 9.
Complete the name of the 2016 horror film What Cloverfield Lane? Give it a guess.
7.
All right. Let's stop it there. Okay. Yvonne, how do you think you did today?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know. Interesting. I think you did better. Shall we find out? You couldn't do worse, says you. All right, Yvonne, we'll find out how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yay!
Unbelievable.
Yvonne, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you won that 2-night stay for 2 people in Belfast with thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. We were going to put you up in a brand new Moxie Hotel in Belfast City. We were going to give you breakfast and dinner. We're going to give you tickets to the iconic Titanic Belfast and a £100 shopping spree in Victoria Square. You've won it all. Congratulations.
This is unreal.
I don't let it ruin myself.
You did.
You have my questions.
You did.
And you know what? I'm actually in a PR stunt for a few years as well. The amount of people I have listening and this morning, I think I deserve a seat at the table.
Do you know what? We'll send you out a cuddle mug if we had one.
I'm just getting cocky now, you see.
Yvonne, I'm so buzzing for you. Enjoy Belfast.
I'm absolutely delighted.
Oh, you should be. £100 shopping spree, Victoria Square, breakfast and dinner in the hotel for 2 nights.
And you know what? I was going to try and tea and I couldn't because it was too quick.
You did a great job, Yvonne.
You did. Let's have a look
so
at the answers.
You got that on my own. The deck of the roses.
You did
a great
You did such a good job.
I'm buzzing for you, Yvonne. We're going to go through the questions that you didn't get right, just so that everybody knows at home.
I don't care about them. We don't know who they got wrong with me.
You can celebrate while we're doing this, right? So, excluding the shootout, how many goals did Troy Parrott score for Ireland last night? You said 2. The answer was 1. How many members are there in the K-pop band BTS? You said 5, the answer was 7. And complete the name of the 2016 horror film, What Cloverfield Lane? You said 7, the answer was 10. There was one more question that we didn't get to. It was Northern Ireland have played at how many FIFA World Cups? Do you want to give it a guess anyway?
I wouldn't have gotten that. The answer was three.
Well done, Yvonne.
I don't really care. I beat the leaderboard.
Exactly.
Yvonne, that's it. Congratulations.
I got the prize.
Honestly, if Ireland couldn't get through to the World Cup, at least Yvonne went to Belfast.
Absolutely.
We're happy.
But that's it, you know.
Thanks Yvonne.
Enjoy it.
Fair play. Thanks, lads. Have a great day.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Maybe I was the bad luck charm. But in my defense, she called me Peter last week. You know, I know I'm new, but like still.
Well, congratulations to Yvonne. Fantastic score. I'm absolutely buzzing for her. And we start a brand new Tricky 10 next week.
Yeah, now there's only 4 days to play next week. So
why?
Register now because we've got a shorter week.
How?
Because I don't think we're playing on Good Friday.
No, oh, we're playing. Oh, yeah, we are here Friday, but we're not playing on Friday.
We're not playing on Friday.
Do you know why? Because we know producer Callum on Friday.
We've no producer Callum.
Friday
off. Yeah.
To notice it, obviously,
yeah.
To recognise it,
yeah.
To practice.
Exactly.
His
yeah.
Christianity.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's
yeah.
taking
yeah.
Good Friday off.
Only
as
fish,
did our Lord.
Only fish on Friday for Callum. It'll be tuna all day long. Anyway, if
he
you
has
want.
To go to the Stations of the Cross.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say he's to get ash, but that's not. That's Wednesday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, if you want to register to play next week, Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. You only have 4 chances to win. You're not going to want to miss this one because the prize is unreal, Dave. Do you know what it is?
Go on.
2 tickets to Niall Horan next November in the Three Arena.
Now, that's pretty cool.
That's class.
And I actually would love to win that because Pippa texted me the other day going, can we go to Niall Horan? I was like, oh, here we go.
Okay, another one.
More money. More money. All right. Win your Niall Horan tickets on this very show next week on the Tricky 10 Potential. Right now, it's one of my favourite parts of the week. It's where I got to rank from 5 to 1 my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like Phineas and Ferb songs, or I've done transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. Well, today, I feel like the country's a little bit somber and a little bit sad and a little bit negative. And sometimes it's okay to be a little bit negative. And that's exactly what I'm going with for Dave Ranks. Because this morning I welcome you to Dave Ranks, songs that everyone loves, but I absolutely hate. This is my chance to get angry.
I'm interested to know. This will tell a lot about how much we have in common.
You think?
Yeah, because I don't know whether I'll agree or disagree.
I think you'll hear some of these tunes, and especially number one. I think you're going to hear and you're going to tear me to shreds.
Okay.
But they're all songs that I've always famously hated.
You've always hated them?
Yeah.
Are they because it's overplayed?
Some songs are overplayed. Some songs are overhyped. And some songs are just downright bad that
okay.
I can't believe the artist released, and yet radio still plays them.
Okay, right, okay.
So we'll kick off at number 5. Welcome to Dave Ranks, songs that everyone seems to love that I absolutely hate. At 5th place, it's this. Contentious already.
No, I would agree with you.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I would agree with you. That song gives me anxiety. That song is homophobia in a song, to be honest.
Please explain.
Right? It's just a scary song for a gay man because you just don't know when a man is going to whip out a guitar
okay.
and start singing that song, you know?
That's
also
funny.
It reminds me of like the last song played at every Irish wedding when you know it's about to rap.
I was going to say that song reminds you of, alright, finish up your drinks there please, folks.
Exactly.
Make your way through the doors there,
exactly.
Please, folks.
You know?
I haven't been to a club in a while. Is that still the last song played?
I never make it to the end of the night.
All right, we move on to 4th place. That was The Killers and Mr. Brightside. One of my favourite bands, by the way.
But people do love that song.
But yeah, I do not like that song. In 4th place, you were talking about why I hate these songs. I used to work in a factory out in the country, and they used to play a station, which is now my favourite radio station, actually. But they had a tendency to replay songs quite often
right.
throughout the day. And it was just when this song was released, and it is why it's one of my least favourite songs of all time. Number 4 is this. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. Imagine that every 2 hours.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you here.
While you're packing fire lighters.
It hadn't even started and I was clicking my fingers. Honestly, I was moving and grooving the weekend this year. Do you know my favourite thing about that song is the Linda Martin cover? have you heard the Linda Martin cover?
No.
No, please. We're going to have to find a clip because she doesn't have a single notion of the lyric. And she's singing it on like, it was like the Brendan O'Connor show like a couple of years ago.
Brilliant.
Back in RT. And she's just like, ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-sa.
All right, well, that's Daft Punk, Get Lucky. It's 4th place on Dave Ryan's tunes that everyone seems to love, but I absolutely hate. Will we move on to 3rd place? I feel like everyone's going to agree with this. This song, in my opinion, terrible.
Okay.
It's this. I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. See things you don't understand. I like the sentiment. I hate the song.
I like her, not her finest work, yeah. And I think it's because it's overplayed, but yes. I don't hate that song at all.
Oh, I can't stand it. Every time it's on, I turn off.
Do you really?
Yeah, every single
time. It's one of those ones.
But it has not made the top two. The top two, I think, could be contentious, especially number one. Second place on Dave Rank songs that everyone seems to love, but I absolutely hate. It's one of my least favourite songs of all time. It's this.
What is wrong with you?
That was a really tough 8.
You can't be serious.
I hate it.
Everyone knows the words to, everyone even knows the rap to that.
I also hate when they're, why are you doing that? But it's not number one.
I'm
it
so
is
scared.
Not number one. That was Estelle, an American Boy. So far, we've had The Killers and Mr. Brightside at 5, Daft Punk Get Lucky at 4, Miley Cyrus and Flowers at 3, and Estelle, American Boy at 2. But first place, and this is going to get a lot of hate. And I'm not looking forward to it. My least favourite song of all time. And number one on Dave Rank's tunes that everyone seems to love, but I absolutely hate. It's this.
Right.
Arguably the greatest written song of all time, no? Yeah,
if I hear one more person say that, I hate it.
Are you serious?
Just a poor boy from a poor family.
I will say it's a bit jarring. There's about eight songs in one, isn't there?
Shut up. Oh, I hate it so much.
Well, I'm glad now that you told me that, because it's one of my favourites, and if I was humming that this morning when you were into the office, there would have been
so. We will not let you go. Let him go.
Little parody of it.
The feedback is in. Carl, Dave, you should be sacked. What a fool. I hope you add to Dave Rank's list by Louise. Easy like a Sunday morning. I used to work hotel room service in a hotel. Sunday mornings
easy
were not
like
easy.
If you were working on a Sunday morning and that came on, you would be allergic.
Fair.
I can handle Dave hating Queen, but hating Estelle should be a crime.
Agreed.
How dare Dave not like a Miley Cyrus song? How could you betray Miley, especially on the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana?
Yeah, sorry, Miley.
And finally, I have a clip of the Linda Martin song.
Oh,
thank
yes!
God. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night
for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. Class. Best cover ever.
Thank you for bringing that to my life.
Oh, you're never going to look back.
I'll never listen to Daft Punk without thinking of Linda Martin.
Absolutely.
Ever again. That was Dave Ranks. We do it the same time next Friday. See, we just did Dave Ranks. If you missed it, you can catch up on the podcast, Fully Charged Recharge. I ranked my least favourite songs of all time that everyone seems to love. We had Mr. Brightside, Daft Punk Get Lucky, Miley Cyrus Flowers, Estelle American Boy. And number one was quite contentious, my least favourite song of all time, Bohemian Rhapsody and Queen. I once went and saw my favourite band play in the Olympia, and they decided to do a cover song of that song as their last tune, and I left.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like a Queen medley.
But we got a voice note. We got plenty of reaction. But this voice note has come in from Michelle.
This voice note is for Dave Hammond.
Hello.
I allowed Miley. I allowed Daft Punk. But that Queen is your number one. Dave, you've gone right down to my estimations. What is wrong with you?
It's a great question, actually. I've asked that many a time this week.
Will not. No, no, will I let you go? Let him go!
Turn it up. It's never been done before. It's never been done before. It's a world first.
We think.
A radio show. Presented by Three Daves.
It's April Fool's Dave on Spin.
All right, that's it. April Fool's Dave on April 1st. If you don't know what's going on, basically, as you can see, or as you can hear, Padraig is here.
I'm here, yeah. Padraig, but I won't be here.
Padraig was asked to do 3 weeks of cover while Emma was on holidays.
Yeah.
And Fiona was on maternity leave. And he said, yes, I can do them 3 weeks. But then, when he got the gig, he said, can't do April 1st.
I lied my way to the top.
Yeah,
you know, I was just afraid that Nick wasn't going to give me the gig.
Fair.
And I knew you needed me badly.
So he said he can't do April 1st. So I thought, right, well, if he can't do it, just to spite him, I'm going to put on the best show ever. And I was thinking, it's a Wednesday, so I could do like Wednesdave, or I could do Spin 103 Dave, or I could do Fully Charged with Dave. But then I was like, nah, they don't work. Do you know what works? April Fool's Dave. I thought, what if it was presented by a Dave? What if a lot of the songs were by Daves? What if some of the interviews were Daves? I thought this would be a fun, silly, stupid idea for April 1st. And then I thought, what if I got help? And so I roped in two of my friends who work in radio and have their own radio shows. They are Dave Duke from iRadio doing the Drive Time show and Dave Moore, who does mornings on Today FM. These are two of my friends, and they are going to come and present the show with me on April 1st. So this show will be known as April Fool's Dave on April Fool's Day.
Now, it's really grown legs, isn't it?
It has grown
legs. I didn't think you'd pull it off.
Now, we want to put on a good show. And the other day, before we had launched Dave Moore on the show, I said, oh, so we have Dave Duke. Fancy another one, which is a very famous line from Big Brother, which was once hosted by the one wonderful Davina McCall. And I thought, well, that's pretty close to a Dave. Davina's fantastic. I love her.
She's an icon.
She is an absolute icon, and I would love to have her on April Fool's Dave, as she is a Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, D-A-V.
She's a Dave at heart.
She's a Dave at heart. So we emailed her. Yeah, we did. We got onto her people. Well, Callum did. He obviously didn't do a great
job. Okay, right, and what happened? Don't tell me she's coming on.
Thanks so much for the blow and reaching out to us.
Oh, no. This is Davina's team. I know where this is going.
Sadly, due to Davina already having work commitments on this day, this will be a polite decline. But thank you for thinking of her. You're welcome for thinking of her. There's probably not a week goes by where I don't think of her.
I was just going to say, and I bet you now you're thinking about her more often than
I'm
ever
thinking
before.
Of her every minute of
you can't
every
get
day.
Her out of your head.
So what I've decided to do is to say, feck the agency. Davina, I'm now talking directly to you. Hello, I'm Dave. Big fan of your name. I would love you to come on April Fool's Dave with myself and two other Daves. This is not a want. This is a need. We already have three men. That's too many men. We need balance. We need you. We need Davina McCall. You do not have to present the entire show. We just want to have a chat about what being a Dave / Davina means to you. And maybe even plug your podcast. We have a pretty big radio show in Dublin. Just letting you know. Davina McCall, please have your people get in contact with our people. We would love nothing more than to feature you on April Fool's Dave. And we would promo the hell out of it. If we got Davina McCall, that might be one of the biggest moments of my life. So please, Davina McCall, I know you're watching this. So much love to you. Please, come on April Fool's Dave. Please.
If that doesn't get Davina, I don't know what will. I'm emotional. I'm tearing up. A small bit. It was like one of those ads that used to be on TV before, you know, asking you to sign up to send money over to like Africa. Just £3 a month to get Dave his dream come true. Davina McCall.
Davina McCall, please come on April Fool's Day, April 1st, 7 to 10, just for a quick chat.
The gym that I go to, the songs are usually really heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that came on in a class that I was in last night.
It
sent me into orbit.
That would honestly get me up.
I was
going
on the treadmill and I was like hitting 18, 19 on the speed never
class.
Seen before. But it's so funny because there was a guy in the gym last night and I you know, you're like, he's a gym pal, but I don't know his name. You know what I mean? And he was like, oh, I've heard you on Spin. I was like, oh, thanks a million. And he was like, what's that fella Dave Hammond like? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, and he's like, oh, like, and I was like, I have to be careful here now what I say. And he's like, no, like, he seems like a good guy.
You need to be careful what you say. Just tell the truth. Yeah. Oh, you love him.
I
like
know,
a brother.
I was never going to do that though. So he was like, no, like, what's he like? And I goes, oh, he's an absolute nightmare. He's a nightmare to work with, honestly. So if you're going to get
diva.
Bad. Yeah, diva alert. You've no idea. I'm worked to the bone.
Fantastic. So the more people Padraig meets, the more he slates me. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm just taking you off your pedestal just a little bit.
Fiona in the morning. Good morning. 2 minutes past nine on Friday. Welcome to the weekend. This is Spin. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out. I know a lot of heavy heads this morning. And a
and
lot
hearts.
Of people. Yeah, heavy heads and heavy hearts. And I know probably maybe if you've just woken up, it feels like the worst day ever. But I've been awake for 4 hours. It does get better. It gets a bit, you kind of just like go, yeah. Ah, well, we go again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the Euros in 2 years, we'll do something there.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Callum,
as
if you say something about the England team.
No, I'm not, because I don't want to rub it in. But I want to spread a bit of
positive. That was kind of rubbing it in.
Yeah, no, I know. As I said it, I was like, maybe I should shut up this morning.
Go on.
No, spreading a bit of positivity.
Please.
Because Euro 2028 is being hosted by the UK,
and
Scotland, Ireland, Wales. So there is a much better chance
of
all of the nations qualifying who are hosting.
Yeah.
Because some get an automatic host and then some get kind of
priority. So we might actually get into it.
Yeah, well, like England will definitely get into it because they're kind of the main host.
Is that because they're giving more money?
Yeah, but also I would imagine the final is going to be in Wembley.
It would be silly actually if they weren't to automatically get in.
There'll be a qualification phase and then like the teams that don't go through the qualification phase should qualify as hosts.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like the wild card in the X Factor.
Yeah. Thank you for
there's obviously people like me listening who have no clue what's going on, so I have to make reference to things you understand.
No one's like you.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I had the weirdest day ever yesterday after the show. Now, the day before, I got a Teams message off someone who works in HR.
Yeah, I complained you. It was me.
That makes sense now. So this is my last show. Goodbye. No, it isn't. But I did get a Teams message off HR, and they are not just HR, they're also kind of like people and culture.
Yeah.
You know? So it's corporate office, that's what they call it.
It's like well-being, welfare, all that kind of thing.
Yes. So the people and culture team also organise cool things that happen around the office. That happen around the office. So yesterday there was a bake-off, a company-wide bake-off. And you could make whatever you wanted and bring it up. And the message said, Dave, do you want to judge the company bake-off? And I was like, okay. What a bizarre question to be asked.
You didn't even stutter. You were just like, oh, I'm hosting it. Or I'm judging it. Straight away off the bat.
But like, I said it to you. I was like, oh, I just got this message. I'll just say yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sounds good.
How hard can it be?
Yeah, 10 a.m. Thinking there's going to be a panel of judges.
I assumed as much. And I was kind of thinking to myself, obviously, they're getting you in to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the Simon Cowell.
Yeah, exactly.
The Louis Walsh.
Louis Walsh.
So I rock up to the fifth floor here in work. There's about 50 people there, all waiting for the judge of the bake-off, which is me, to begin. They give me a chef's hat, they give me a little trophy, and they say, right, off you go. And so I had to not only judge, be the sole judge.
You're carrying the whole thing on your back, I'm not going
to
lie.
I had to host the thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was going on, so I was like, welcome to the first company bake-off. What I'm going to do, and I just completely off the bat just went, I'm going to eat. So there was maybe like 7 things made, right?
It was like a big long table. And like, I arrived slightly late, so you were already after starting by the time I came up, and I thought I was in a fever dream. Because Dave's just sitting there with his Ireland kit on, a chef's hat, and his mouth is absolutely full of cream.
If you look at my Instagram at Mr. David Hammond, you will never see me looking fatter.
I like
chubby cheeks on me.
It was because the hat made your head look so big.
It was big.
You just went from shoulder to the top of your hat. It was like no neck.
It was. If I could have done it standing up, I would have looked fine. You looked horrendous.
Like, you looked like, you know, the chef from South Park.
Yeah.
You were the head off him.
I looked like a little pudding.
Yeah.
A little pudding. My housemate, when I came home, was like, I was in tears. The state of you.
It's the only way to put it, to be honest.
It was horrendous.
Also, the man with the most unsophisticated palate in the building.
Like, honestly. Do you know what I have for dinner yesterday? Plain pasta, because I don't like any sauce.
Nothing. Wouldn't surprise me whatsoever.
I was so worried I wasn't going to like anything. Yeah. I wasn't going to eat it. There was a cheesecake. I don't like cheesecake.
I panicked when I saw the fruitcake because I was like, he doesn't eat fruit.
I don't eat fruit.
You know what I mean?
So anyway, I did it all. Yeah. I ate everything. I ate a bite of everything. There was a lemon zest cake, which my comment was, it's a bit lemony.
Yeah, well, actually, that was Russell Alford's cake, right? And Russell is a bit of, like, he's a foodie. He knows his food. And
Russell is the guy who does the food reviews on the Gastro Gaze.
It was so impressive. Like, it wasn't just a lemon cake. It was like a baked meringue lemon cake.
It was very impressive.
He had even torched the outside. You know those torches that you only ever see in MasterChef, right? And then, so like, a massive effort. He was not only the fan favourite, he was the favourite in the building. And everyone was like, well, Russell's obviously going to walk this one, right? David gets up, cuts a slice, and he goes, quite lemony. Like that, right? Quite lemony. Quite lemony. So Russell is absolutely appalled by this. He shares it on his Instagram and he just puts, quote, quite lemony. So I was like, you know, I'm going to have to do some sort of PR, like crisis
for
management
me.
Here for you, right?
Thank you.
Right, so I replied to Russell last night and I said, look, Russell, give him a chance. Our Dave has a limited vocabulary, right? And he... And Russell replied, this is Russell's reply. With his acid tongue and lack of recognising culinary talent for torching a meringue, his vocabulary is the least of his worries.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He is cutting that man.
Cutting.
So yeah, that was my kind of whole thing. But in fairness, the one that won was a cake that had spinach on it. And I know that sounds absolutely disgusting, but it was lovely.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it because it was a cake with just mini eggs in it. Because like, my thing about you is, right, if someone had brought in the Colin the Caterpillar, they'd have won.
They would have won. In fairness, they would have won.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would have won. I was like, someone, if anyone is after going out into Dunn's or whatever, buying a Betty Crocker and then going and making a cake out of a mix, then they'd have won it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because
you wouldn't
have had a clue.
No, I don't understand. Now, this is what my theory is. They asked me to judge it because I have the simplest of palates. So the one that would win is definitely going to be the tastiest because I won't like the others.
They were also like, who's going to get up here and give us 10 minutes of entertainment and non-stop chat? Who's actually going to do it for us?
It's for free.
Yeah, for free.
Like an idiot because he just wants attention.
Who's going to say yes is essentially what happened.
I'd imagine
there.
I was quite far down the pecking order. Anyway, that was my experience with the bake-off.
Should they ask me in Callum Toome? We said no.
That's not fair. Don't take this away from me. See, all I have. Lads, you should have seen the state of me, like, eating 7 cakes in a row.
Check it out. Last night was a tough night for everybody.
It was.
It was. It was actually probably one of the worst nights I've ever put down.
Really?
Yeah. It was nothing to do with the soccer, though.
Okay.
It was like one of those things. It's like one of those days yesterday that I never thought I would see would happen. You know?
What in God's name are you talking?
Just to set this up, right? I did see this thing actually during the week where apparently scientists say now that adolescence lasts until you're 32.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you stop developing properly, right? And I'm 32 now.
Okay.
Right? Much to people's shock, surprise.
God, you're so old.
I'm so old. But I don't look it. But yesterday, it kind of hit me in the face because I got a phone call from my mother yesterday. Now, I will say as well, when my mum rings me, that's enough to send me over the edge because she doesn't ring people. She doesn't ring me unless she wants somebody or someone's after dying.
Yes.
Right? That's the only reason she'll ring you. Now, I'll ring her. She'll barely answer. Right, but you'll get onto her eventually.
Okay.
She rang me last night, right, and she started off casually enough, right. She was just like, "Oh, come here, how's the show going?" I was like, "Great, what did you think of it?" She's like, "Oh, it's very early." This kind of thing was going on, you know.
What do you think of the show, Matt? It's very early.
Yeah. There was one time where I was on the radio before and I was like, "What did you think of the radio this morning?" And she's like, "You looked fantastic." And I was like, "I wasn't on the telly, Mum." She was like, "Well, it was worth the try." Right? That's the kind of support I get from
her.
But anyway, so I was chatting away and casually enough, right, she just brings in, like, she's like, "Come here, you're coming home freestyle." I was like, "Yeah, I'll be down. Like, I always come down freestyle." Like,
yeah.
She makes the big deal, like, she'll decorate the house and all that kind of thing.
For
like,
Easter,
yeah,
nice.
She's an Easter tree.
Okay.
Right, she goes that far. She goes, "By the way," she goes, "this year, if you're coming for dinner, it's going to be a tenner ahead."
Sorry, what?
I was like, excuse me, what? Thinking she was joking, she goes, "Yeah, we're charging tenner ahead." I goes, "First of all, who are we?" Because I was like, nobody else knows this, right? Because this is not something my
Do
dad would come up
and
with.
Sisters?
I have a sister as well,
okay.
Right? So I thought it was a bit of a joke, and she's like, "No," she's like, "I'm charging tenner ahead," and I was like, "Okay, but what are we getting?" And she goes, "We'll just do a regular roast." I was like, "Look, it's like this, right? And my mum is the type that, like, when she cooks a dinner, she cooks to feed. She doesn't cook to taste."
Okay.
Right? So, like, you'll get plenty, but it's not great. Like, she'll start boiling the carrots before she takes the meat out of the fridge.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting. And I was like, so I said to her, I was like, "If I'm paying for a meal, I want, like, I'll go out for dinner instead," you know? She immediately gets her back up and she's like, "No, it's only a tenner." it's only a tenner, like, right? So I was like, okay. I was like, grand. But I was like, just bear in mind, like, my sister lives with my mama home, and her family, they all live in the house at home.
Right.
She came back from Oz a couple of years ago. And she lives with my mum now, God love her, right? But I was like, okay, fine, whatever. But I was like, remember now, like, I'm driving down to Cork from Dublin.
Spend
I was like, it's
going
to cost me about 110 euro for this meal. I was like, if I wanted to spend 110 euro on an Easter dinner, I'd just go to the Merry, you know? And then she pulled out the big guns and she's like, well, she goes, we're going to have prawn cocktail for a start. I was like, are you joking? I was like, cut the prawn cocktail.
Well, in that case, put it up to 15,
I was like,
man.
I was like, cut the prawn cocktail, I won't bother. And I'll just take, I'll pay you a fiver. Is it outrageous of me to think that, like, I'm being charged to go home to have Easter dinner?
In a way, I can kind of understand it, because, like, it's, if you were, like, living in a gaff with, like, a load of people,
yeah,
and they were like, oh, we're all gonna have dinner.
I know.
But this is your mom.
This is my mom. I'm actually shocked, Harold. I thought it was a joke until my sister rang me yesterday. She was nearly crying.
She's dead serious about the tenner there, Padraig.
Yeah, but she was like, I have to pay 40 because I have two kids and a husband. And I was like, that is outrageous. I was like, now she's making a profit. She's actually making a profit out of all of us. We've been had by our own mother. It's a scam.
Welcome on in to the shortest quiz. Now, Padraig, this is about to be chaos on the radio, so I hope you're ready.
I've just been warned just to sit back and, like, strap in.
But just make sure and don't sit back too far, because you still need to ask the questions.
Okay,
well,
right, yeah. This is the most pressure that I've felt since I started.
This is the shortest quiz, where we ask you really short quiz questions. You give us really short answers, and just like that, you announce the cinema passes. It's as simple as that. It's chaos on the radio. Let us commence, shall we? Kate, we're looking for you.
Hello.
Good morning, Kate. Welcome on into the shortest quiz. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Bumblebee sound.
Buzz.
Baby dog. No. Oh, sorry.
Just one question.
Sorry.
They got it correct.
I was testing her. And ye.
Kate, congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You. Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, you're fine. DV, we're looking for you.
Hello.
What's a crack? Welcome to the shortest quiz. It's Dave and Padraig. What's your name?
Diana.
Diana, hi, that's Diana. Not your question. Padraig has your question.
Okay, Diana. Baby cat.
Keaton.
Yes. Come on, Diana.
Okay.
I see Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day, Diana.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
We're looking for you. A. Hey, what's the crack, A? Welcome to the shortest quiz. What's your full name?
Hi, how are you? Ashling Lawrence.
Ashling.
Hi, Ashling.
Well, just Ashling would be fine. Ashling, welcome to the shortest quiz. Are you ready for a quiz question?
Yeah.
Name radio station.
Spin
1038.
Yeah,
yes. Congratulations, great choice. Ashling. IMC Cinema Passes all the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Good luck.
Thanks, bye.
Looking for you now, Luke.
Hello.
Luke, what's the crack? It's Dave and Padraig and Spin.
How's it going?
Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Luke, bees make...
honey.
Yay!
Yes. Good night.
That was good. Well done, Luke.
Thank you.
Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Ava, over to you.
Hello.
Ava, good morning. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, morning.
All right, you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Train noise.
Choo-choo.
Yeah. The little least amount of gusto. That yeah. Train's going nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ava, congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
Kira, it's time for you. Kira, good morning. Welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Padraig has your question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kira, sky colour.
Blue.
Oh,
yes.
Spot on.
Class.
It's as simple as that, Kira. You've just won IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Vanessa, your time to shine.
Hello.
Vanessa, good morning. It's Dave and Padraig and Spin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Ready for your shortest quiz question?
I think so.
Grass colour.
Green.
Spot on, just like that. Congratulations, Vanessa. You've just won yourself IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good luck. All right, Sean is up next. Shauna, welcome on in to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Hiya.
Shauna, Padraig has your question.
Shauna, opposite of up.
Down.
down.
Unbelievable. Just
there
like
you go.
That. I'm C Cinema Passes on the way to you, Shauna. Have a great day.
Well done, Shauna.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Two more. For this month.
Ah. We're now calling a guy called Funko.
Funko?
Funko.
That's a class name.
I doubt it's Christian.
His name is Mark.
It's not Funko. What's a crack, Funko? Welcome on into the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your question?
I am, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Funko, nice smell.
Perfume.
Oh, beautiful.
Unbelievable, Funko. Well done.
Well done. Have a great day. I'm C Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Sounded like
Thank
Funko.
You, bye.
Last player.
It's Camille. Now, when it's the last player, Patrick, we always do one thing.
Okay.
And we ask them one particular question.
Right.
Let's see if she knows it first.
Okay, first. Okay.
Camille, good morning. Welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're not too bad. Camille, you are the last player of the shortest quiz for this month. Do you know what question is coming your way?
No, I don't. Can't be very good.
The last question we always do for every player on the shortest quiz is, Camille, do a sneeze.
A beautiful sneeze.
Congratulations, Camille. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Well done, Camille.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
I'm sweating.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
There was a lot going on there. Well done.
I was even looking at the questions here, the answers the next to them. I wasn't even sure if the answers were right when I was asking them. That was how stressed I was.
I'm proud of you. Well done.
Thank you so much.
First is always the toughest.
It is. So they say.
From that hen party.
I've got about, 14 minutes until I go absolute full ham. I do crew. I'm actually wearing my Bride Tribe t-shirt on underneath my hoodie.
The I do crew is.
The Willy straws are in the bag.
Cursed.
And that's about it.
Congratulations. Where are you going?
I'm heading to Galway.
Oh, savage.
So I've got a bit of a journey now this afternoon.
And you had a job to do. Did you do the playlist?
I got the job as a playlist. Then I went on Amazon and I ordered a karaoke machine, right?
Savage.
Yeah. But I kind of didn't even know what was coming. I probably should have read the details better. It fits into the palm of my hand.
No, yeah. I saw this. Yeah. Was this on your TikTok or something?
Yeah. It fits into the palm of my hand and then it's got two microphones, but when you connect, you sound nothing like yourself.
Oh,
which is probably a good thing for most of the people that I'm going with.
Because
it's a group of girls from Cork going to Galway for the weekend. Like, I mean, it's going to be carnage.
How much did the karaoke machine set you?
Oh, like €17.
Right, well, there's your answer as to why.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
Go on.
I'm going to play the podcast out over it in the morning just to wake everybody up. Good morning!
This is what I sounded like yesterday.
I have no voice.
What's the plan then tonight?
The plan tonight...
Is you just going out?
It's games and nibbles tonight.
Right.
Right, and then tomorrow it's paint the town pink or whatever colour.
Fantastic.